What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Tommy Lou Gower.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Wow. That was the worst loss of the season for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. And I say it's the worst loss of the year because you have Cam Schlittler rolling in this game, just dominating the White Sox. And the Yankees have really had the White Sox number all year. And tonight felt like it was going to be par for the course as Schlittler was dominating. And Paul Blackburn, who has been unbelievable. I've been singing the praises of Paul Blackburn for a minute here, and he's been nails for a while, but Blackburn served up a bunch of home runs, and it seemed like the White Sox, even though they got back in the game, they blew a golden opportunity when they couldn't score any runs off of a Tim Hill when they have a runner on third and nobody out, which is just, listen, that's inexcusable baseball. I mean, credit to Tim Hill, but the White Sox, you got to figure out a way to get a fly ball there. Same thing with the Yankees. When you have bases loaded, one out, and Ben Rice strikes out, you got to make contact there, and you got to get the runner in. But to have a game like this, where it felt like you were cruising to a victory, and then you get in a jam in extra innings, and you find a way to get out of it, and then you take the lead, and then you cough it up in the manner in which the Yankees did it. And it's been apparent for a very long time, but the situation now is dire at catcher. The Yankees need an upgrade in the worst way, and one of the candidates that the Yankees could have traded for, local product, from Long Island, Logan Ohapi, he got traded today. So you could cross his name off the list. But the Yankees, they need a professional catcher in the worst way. It is absolutely dire. I don't know what Ali Sanchez is thinking about. And he ruined, Sanchez did, a perfect inning. Think about the hero in the top of the inning, Anthony Volpe, a guy that has been much maligned. But you know what? Volpe, to his credit, as of late, I know he dropped a pop-up the other night, but the Yankees still won the game. Volpe has had his moments lately, and he had another moment in this game. And then you go to the bottom of the inning, Yankees up a run, Duvall on because it's between him and Yarbrough because Bednar has pitched too much recently. And you always hold your breath with Duvall, and listen, his days are numbered with the Yankees, but Aaron Boone was basically desperate because he had two arms out in the bullpen. So he went with Duvall, and Duvall himself almost screwed it up by throwing the ball away, but Paul Goldschmidt, the borderline Hall of Famer, made a tremendous play. And then McMahon makes a great play, and the Yankees look like they're set up to win this game. They dodged multiple bullets. Like, they won the game, they lost the game, they won the game, they lost the game. It was one of those games where the pendulum was swinging in a million different directions, where had the Yankees won this game, I would have came on the air and said, hey, that was the best win of the year. Because it is just another example of the grittiness, the toughness, the guts that this Yankee team has shown. And they do deserve a lot of credit for that. And I sung the praises of Aaron Boone and the Yankees the last couple of nights because of that. When you consider no Judge, no Stanton, Freed out for a while, Bellinger now on the IL as well. When you add three guys like Freed, Stanton, and Judge all out, and then you get Freed back, and within a couple of games, Bellinger goes to the IL. And outside of, I mean, really only Bellinger's the guy that you have a timetable on. And by the way, don't ask Aaron Boone about Stanton because he's tired of answering questions about when he's going to come back. It's like, Aaron, you're the one that opened up Pandora's box when you went on John Boy's podcast talking Yanks. And you said, listen, Stanton will be back in a reasonable amount of time. Well, everybody was just kind of going on their merry way and assuming that Stanton wasn't coming back anytime soon, if at all. And then Aaron Boone had to open his mouth and basically say, no, Stan's going to be back in a reasonable amount of time. Well, it put it back into the front of people's minds instead of the back of people's mind. And now people, and by people, I mean fans and reporters, they want to know what's going on because Stanton has been out since the Knicks were in the first round of the playoffs. Ali Sanchez is not a major league catcher. He will not be on this team within a couple of days. The Yankees are going to make a move here. And what Sanchez did tonight was so boneheaded, was just so moronic, was just so ill-advised, and was just so just inexcusable. And it's one of those situations where he is not going to be around much longer, Sanchez. He's not. But you can show that there is accountability by making an example out of Sanchez. In fact, it is the easiest of situations to make an example out of somebody. You don't have to crush Anthony Volpe because Aaron Boone doesn't want to do that. You're obviously never going to go against one of the superstars. Here's a guy in Sanchez who's going to be gone in a couple of days. The Yankees are going to make a move and Sanchez will have his bags packed and be out of here. Don't be surprised if he's out of here by the morning after that decision that he made, which he cost the Yankees a game. This was an opportunity for Aaron Boone to hold Ali Sanchez accountable. Something Aaron Boone never does with his players, or at least he never does publicly. Look, I'm not in the locker room. You're not in the locker room. So none of us have any idea what's going on behind closed doors. All we can go off of is what we see and hear from Aaron Boone. Meaning when we're watching the game, if he chews somebody out, we can see that. After the game, we can hear Aaron Boone and we can find out if he, and it's not necessarily throwing a player under the bus. We all saw it. Everybody knows it was the wrong thing to do. Nobody walking this earth would defend Ollie Sanchez's decision. Nobody. Because it was the wrong thing to do in that spot. You have to put that ball in your back pocket. That out doesn't matter. You got two outs. You got to go after the hitter. I don't care if the runner on third falls down and his pants come down and he can't get his belt situated. And don't throw the ball over there. Don't risk happening what happened. You know, we don't agree on much when it comes to sports or really anything anymore. But I think we can all collectively agree that the decision by Sanchez to throw the ball down to third in that situation was dumb, ill-advised, not the right thing to do. A sign of bad fundamentals, which has been a bugaboo for the Yankees through the Aaron Boone years. So we can all agree that it was the wrong thing to do.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
But here was a situation where Aaron Boone could have held one of his players accountable. Here was an opportunity for Aaron Boone to make an example out of a player who is not long for this team. So after the game, Aaron Boone is asked about Ollie Sanchez. He is asked about what he thought of that. And here was a golden opportunity for Aaron Boone to criticize a player. It was an opportunity for Aaron Boone to say something negative about a play that deserves a ton of negativity. So here I am after the game, me, Tommy Lugauer, expecting Aaron Boone to be asked about it, of course, and for Aaron to say, "Listen, You got to eat that ball. You got to put it in your back pocket. Bad decision. We love Ollie, but that was a bad move. Right? Even with Aaron Boone being Mr. Defender and Aaron Boone being a press secretary at times, you figure this is a spot for Aaron Boone to rip him. Well, here is the manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone, being asked about the decision by Ollie Sanchez, the decision that cost the Yankees the game. Here is Aaron Boone on the Ollie Sanchez decision to throw the ball, ill-advised, to third base.
Would you have liked to have seen Sanchez hold the ball there instead of trying to throw the runner out?
You just got to have a good throw. Just playing catch.
Come on.
So we're big leaguers, and we're not going to not do things.
What?
Obviously an option's hold it.
No, there's only one option.
But, you know, it comes down to, you know, just playing. We got to play catch better there.
No, you don't have to play catch better there. In fact, you do. No. There is only one option, and the option is to not throw the ball to third. We're big leaguers, so we're going to do things? That's the best you got? Did the teleprompter break? We're big leaguers, so the 2026 Yankees. And this is, I defended Aaron, not forget defend Aaron Boone last night. I said this is Aaron Boone's best managerial job of his career this season. And I do stand by that statement. But here we are 24 hours later, and we are reminded of the things that frustrate you about Aaron Boone. We are big leaguers, so we are going to do things. That was his defense. And then he's talking about, throwing down to third is an option. Absolutely not. It is not an option. There is only one option, and it is not throwing the ball. Ollie Sanchez created his own option. An option that doesn't exist. There's only one option there, Aaron, and you know this too, and that is to not throw the ball. You know, there's some things in baseball that are polarizing that we can debate that, hey, maybe he shouldn't have done that, and you'll have some people on one side and some people on the other. There should be nobody on earth on the side of that was the right thing to do, and they have to play catch better. Seriously? That's what you say? Come on. Off of the worst loss of the year, I would say it's neck and neck with that Sunday night game against the Red Sox when the Yankees got swept. This loss and that loss are neck and neck for the worst losses of the year. And you have an opportunity, if you're Aaron Boone, to make an example out of a player, to show that there's accountability. Because this is the thing that, and even though, like I said, Aaron Boone is having his best managerial season of his career, but this is the thing that annoys you, and this is the thing that you worry about being something that stalls the progress of the Yankees, and it sort of creates a roadblock for them to take the next step. And that is, you can do anything you want on the field when it comes to just decision-making, even if it is the most boneheaded thing you can do, and the manager will basically say, well, listen, we're big leaguers and we're going to do things. We're big leaguers and we're going to do things. I should write that down when I talk to my wife next time she's giving me a tongue lashing. Listen, honey, we're big leaguers. We're going to do things. And we're going to do things. Did you take care of all those things I asked you to do? Honey, this is my wife talking to me. Did you take care of all those things I needed for you to do for me? And obviously I didn't because I forgot. I just went on with my life selfishly. And then she, of course, notices that I didn't do the 12 to 15 things that she asked me to do this week. And I say, listen, instead of saying my bad, instead of saying I'm sorry, or instead of saying, listen, I'll make it up to you, I promise, or here, take $100 or whatever, diamonds, that'll shut her up. Instead, I say, listen, honey, we're big leaguers and we do things. We're big leaguers and we do things. And Aaron, while you're at it, can you tell me why Trent Grisham was basically in the stands on the final out of the game? Why is he playing so deep? Trent Grisham's got to go too. He is absolutely hideously bad. I mean, at this point, he can join Austin Wells on the unemployment line as far as I'm concerned. Trent Grisham is awful. And you knew the Yankees were going to do this. You know that they're going to stand by Grisham because they were caught with their pants down with Grisham. It's an awful deal. It's nobody wanted this guy. You knew he was going to take the qualifying offer, and he did, and he's having Grisham an awful year. And Grisham had multiple opportunities tonight to drive in runners, guy in third base, and Grisham can't get it done. And then, like I said, at the end of the game, Trent Grisham, where are you playing? The fact that the ball landed in front of Grisham. You're playing no doubles defense in that spot? Where was he? These are the type of games and these are the type of losses where you start to worry about the Yankees a little bit, because not for getting to October, and I don't even think for getting to the World Series, but this is the type of execution that has to be cleaned up. Now, obviously, Sanchez is going to be out of here. I think Grisham should be out of here. There is a lot of dead weight on this baseball team that needs to go. But for Aaron Boone to sit there after this game and defend Ali Sanchez and say, we're big leaguers, we're going to do things. I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. You know, 80% of the time it works every time. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm trying to figure out, really, because nobody's asking you to crush Aaron Judge, obviously. Nobody's asking you to crush the star players that make big money. And certainly the Yankees are never going to say anything remotely even somewhat bad about Anthony Volpe. In fact, it's usually the opposite. It's, well, let me tell you how great he is. But when it comes to a player like this, like Ali Sanchez, he is gone. He's not part of this team by next week. The Yankees are going to bring in a catcher. We know they love Austin Wells. So this is a guy that's going to be gone. And you have an opportunity to just, for Aaron Boone to say after the game, listen, he doesn't have to call the guy a moron or anything, obviously, but he could just say, listen, bad decision, shouldn't have done that, Ollie knows that, we know that, and it cost us the game, which is unfortunate. And then he can go on to say all nice things. I have no problem with that. If you want to put a little spin on it at the end, that's fine. Nobody's expecting Aaron Boone to come out and just completely trash his players, nor should he. But in this situation, you have to. It is just one of those ones where you cannot go against the grain. Just say, listen, he shouldn't have done that. And he'll learn from that, we'll learn from that, and we'll be better tomorrow, and we'll get him there. And I'm proud of this team, the way they've been playing lately, and I'm proud of where we're at in the standings, and stop asking me about Stan. That's it. Whew. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is a Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. We'll get to your calls on the Yankees. We will, coming up after the break, if you're just tuning in, we will play that Aaron Boone audio for you again, because it's worth, number one, playing again. And if you heard it already, I'm sure you want to hear it again, because it's a doozy. I mean, Boone is good for a couple of these throughout the year. You know, on a nightly basis, he plays the hits, he gives you the ball right in front of us, but this one tonight, this answer for the Sanchez throw that Boone gave to Meredith after the game, this one is right. This might be Mount Rushmore for Aaron Boone. Not just this year, for his entire tenure as Yankee manager. So we'll let you hear that again coming up. In the 1 a.m. hour, we'll talk a little bit about the Giants, as I don't know how you can't be to the moon excited about the way Malik Nabers looked in his first day here, the first day of training camp. Beckham on the field with him, which was just surreal to see. And so there's a lot of things I want to say about the Giants, but that's coming up later on, 1 a.m. hour, so about 45 minutes or so from now. Yankees right out of the gate here, 888-808-1019, what I would say was the worst loss of the year. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 1250 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, it is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to those calls in just one second here. Reacting to the Yankee loss, a devastating loss. I would call it the worst loss of the year. But first, The Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. If you missed this in the opening segment, I'm going to play it for you now. And this is Aaron Boone. And look, Ollie Sanchez's decision to throw the ball down to third base with two outs was moronic, ill-advised, boneheaded, and it should be addressed when Aaron Boone meets the media in a way where Aaron says, listen, that's a ball that Ali's got to eat. That's a ball he's got to put in his back pocket. It was ill-advised. He knows better. We all know better. And we will be better going forward. That's it. You don't have to call him any kind of names. You don't have to go on this rant where you're banging the table or doing anything like that. But this was a perfect time for Aaron Boone to hold somebody accountable, to show the fans, to show his players, to show everybody that he does this publicly. And you have a player in Ollie Sanchez who's not going to be here in a week. So it's the perfect guy to hold accountable. It's not somebody that's going to be around that you're worried about hurting his feelings or you can't say anything bad about this player because he's got clout, he's got stroke in the organization. That's the route that Aaron Boone should have went. Instead, Aaron Boone chose this route.
Would you have liked to have seen Sanchez hold the ball there instead of trying to throw the runner out?
Just got to have a good throw.
Come on.
Just playing catch. Oh. So we're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
What?
So, you know, obviously an option's hold it.
But, that's the only option.
You know, it comes down to, you know, just playing. We got to play catch better there.
No. That statement there. I'm telling you, that answer is Mount Rushmore bad for Aaron Boone in his tenure as a Yankee manager. Not this year, Mount. I'm saying for his entire tenure. We're major leaguers and we do things. What? That doesn't even make sense. We're major leaguers and we do things. So meaning, if the center fielder pulls out a chainsaw, and then after the game, Aaron Boone says, well, listen, we're major leaguers. We do things. Well, he pulled out a chainsaw. Would you like to comment on that? So no matter what, now you could just literally use that for anything. Well, listen, Anthony Volpe, he threw the ball into the ninth row again. Well, listen, we're major leaguers. We do things. Seriously? And then you're saying, well, we have to have a better catch there? Meaning McMahon should have been a better throw. And no. Forget that. Forget the throw. See, Aaron Boone, he's focusing on the throw being bad. It's not about the throw. It's about the decision. The decision was bad. The execution obviously wasn't good either, but the ball should never have even been thrown. Shouldn't have even been thrown. Well, and then Aaron, well, keeping it was an option. No. It's the only option. There is no other option. Ollie Sanchez created his own option. He decided, you know what, I'm going to create a new option, which is throwing the ball into left field. The only option there is keeping it. This would have been the answer for when Jazz Chisholm had the lollipop in his mouth. Well, listen, we're big leaguers and we do things. But meanwhile, you know, Aaron Boone had a problem with Jazz Chisholm having a lollipop, enjoying a little candy at second base, but yet he has no problem with Ollie Sanchez costing them a game doing something he had no business doing, which is throwing the ball with two outs with a guy on third. Down to third base, throwing the ball. I don't get it. I don't get the decision, and I don't get the answer. I don't get it. The whole thing is just awful. And I said last night that Aaron Boone is doing his best managerial job as a manager of this team. And when you look at his entire body of work, his entire resume, Aaron Boone, as far as Yankee manager, this year, when you consider all the hurdles, all the injuries, all the things that have stood in the way of this Yankee team, as far as obstacles, the way they have battled and grinded, and it looked like they were going to have another one tonight. Schlittler was cruising, but even when Blackburn gave up those home runs, Tim Hill was able to get out of a crazy jam. Volpe comes up with a big sack fly, and the Yankees look like they're going to have their best win of the year. But instead, they had their worst win of the year, and the manager, and to me, you could say, well, listen, You don't know what he says behind the scenes. You're right, I don't. But we know what he says in front of the camera. And what he says in front of the camera is basically reality. And I'm sorry. I am not buying that Aaron Boone after this goes to Ali Sanchez and says, hey, listen, get your head out of your rear end. I don't see it. I really don't. And this is the type of stuff that has been going on forever, and it's the type of stuff that just, I think, creates a laissez-faire sort of country club atmosphere. And ultimately, that type of atmosphere, yeah, you win a lot of games in the regular season. Yeah, they've been gutsy this year, but to win a championship, you can't have that type of mentality. You just can't. Because mistakes like this are going to happen in the postseason, and when they do, it's going to cost you in a big-time way. Do I need to remind you about the World Series a couple years ago? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We'll get to your calls if you're on hold. We got another hour to go here. Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. Back end of the 1 a.m. hour, we'll talk Giants. The Malik Nabers debut here, so to speak, back on the field and how great he looked. We'll get into that and OBJ and all things Giants, but that is at the back end of the 1 a.m. hour. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.